קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא תשעה באב, המשך מציטוט.
We are reading selected excerpts from the sources about the 9th of Av. We remind you that you can ask questions on Kabbalah.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson.
מהו כל המתאבל על ירושלים זוכה ורואה בשמחתה בעבודה?
So this is from Rabash, from what is anyone who mourns Jerusalem is rewarded with seeing its joy in the work. When one prays for the exile of the divinity, he should not pray that it is in the dust only for him. Rather, one should pray about its lowliness in the whole world, that the whole world gives no thought to spirituality. And he prays for the whole world as we pray and build Jerusalem soon in our days. So it will be glorified in the whole world, as it is said in the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year prayer, be king over all the whole world with your glory. But since the general public does not feel the lack, how can they pray? However, such a person who was rewarded with obtaining the need, who has attained the exile, he can ask for redemption. But those who do not feel that there is an exile, how can they ask that he will deliver them from exile? It follows that a person's feeling of being in exile is already considered an ascent in degree, and he must ask for fulfillment for the general public.
עבור הכלל כולו.
23.
Excerpt number 23 from the Maharal from Prague, The Innovations of Tales. It is worthy for the Holy Temple to be the perfection of the whole world, and not but for Israel. Therefore, the Torah said, to receive the offerings from the nations, and if the nations were to resist the Holy Temple, it would not be able to stand for even 1 hour at the time in which the nations are governing, as they would ruin it.
Because basically, it exists for everyone. It's a symbol of the final correction.
Accordingly, though the nations resist Israel, the temple did not ruin, since the temple has a side of a b'china, of a discernment, as the temple is the perfection of the whole world and for the nations as well.
Even if Israel are not okay, and according to their role, the temple is ruined. It's not ruined yet.
This is why it was not come to ruin by the nations, but only out of unfounded hatred and dispute that was in Israel.
So, another one.
Excerpt number 24 from Bala Sulam, the article, The Peace. Our sages said that God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity and bestowal upon others. As it is written in the explanation of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests. In the essay, The Arvut, we see this from experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing, meaning that thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled, since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.